Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihadihi wa iqtada bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to our series on the signs of the final hour. We have, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now reached the day of Qiyamah itself in terms of our podcast. And we've, in the previous podcast, in the previous episode, we've given the day of Qiyamah the different names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to it in the Holy Quran. And we continue now with the destruction of living things on that day. Despite how wonderful this universe which we live in can be, it's teeming with life and living things, both visible, invisible. It's filled with constant motion, never stops or ceases. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it will be and shall be until the day. That day comes on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy all living things. About this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, "Kullu man 'alayha fan, whatsoever is on the earth will perish." Allah also said, "Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha," everything will perish except for his face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that day comes, we know the trumpet will be blown, and this trumpet blast will put an end to life on earth and in the heavens. Allah said regarding this, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away, except him whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. This will indeed be a huge, destructive blast. Man will hear and will not be able to make any bequest or return to his family and friends. Allah said, "مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ." They await only but a single sayha, a shout, which will seize them while they are disputing. Then they will not be able to make bequest, nor they will return to their family. According to one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and we find this hadith in Sahih Muslim, the trumpet will be blown, and no one will hear it, but he will tilt his head. And he said, the first one to hear it will be a man who will be repairing a trough for his camels. The Prophet ﷺ said, he will fall unconscious, and the people will fall unconscious. The Prophet ﷺ spoke also of how quickly the people will die when the final hour comes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we find the hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, the hour will certainly come while two men will be spreading out a garment between them, but they will not be able to sell it or fold it up. And the hour will come when a man will milk his she-camel, and he will take the milk away, but he will not be able to drink it. And the hour will come before a man who will repair his trough and will be able to bring his animals to drink from it. And the hour will come when a man will raise a morsel of food to his mouth, but he will not be able to eat it. Now, another question that we have regarding the day of Qiyamah is the sur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in these verses. What is the sur? The sur in Arabic means a horn. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about it. He explained it in terms of the words that the Arabs knew. So we find in the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, and Abu Dawood has also mentioned this, that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, what is a sur? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, a sur is a horn which is blown into. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that the trumpet, the sur, will be blown twice. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, though there were others who were of the opinion that perhaps it would be blown a third time as well, the details of which we will outline in the coming few minutes. Nonetheless, who is the one that will blow the trumpet? Hafidh ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah said, it is well known that the one who will indeed blow the trumpet is an angel by the name of Israfil alayhi salam. And Halimi rahimahullah narrated that there is actually a scholarly consensus on this. We find in the hadith of Mustadrak Hakim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, since the time when the one who will blow the trumpet was appointed, his eyes are ever ready, looking towards the throne of Allah, fearing lest the command be issued before he blinks, as if his eyes are two brilliant stars. In another hadith, we find in the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu an, how could I relax when the bearer of the trumpet has put the trumpet to his lips and tilted his forehead and is listening out waiting for the command to blow the trumpet? The Muslims asked, what should we say, O Messenger of Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, say, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Tawakkalna ala Allahi Rabbina, or in one narration, ala Allahi Rabbina tawakkalna. Say, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. We put our trust in Allah, our Lord. The next question one might possibly have is, the day on which the trumpet will be blown, what will be that day? So we know from the authentic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the day of Qiyamah will indeed begin on a Friday. In the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahimahullah, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمْ وَفِيهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day on which the sun rises is Friday. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was created. On this day, he entered paradise. He entered paradise on Friday. This day, he was expelled from paradise, and the hour, as-sa'ah, will only come on a Friday. Another question, how many times will the trumpet be blown? We made mention of it earlier. Now, we know that two times for a fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the two times in the Holy Quran, the first which will cause all creatures to fall unconscious, and the second one which will bring about the resurrection. Allah said, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away, except him whom Allah wills. Then it will be blown a second time, and behold, they will be standing, looking on, waiting. So the Quran refers to the first blast of the trumpet as Rajifa, and the second one is titled or named Ar-Radifa. Allah said in the Holy Quran, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ. On the day when the first blowing of the trumpet is blown, the earth and the mountains will shake violently and everybody will die. And the second blowing of the trumpet follows it and everybody will be resurrected. Elsewhere, the first blast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it as-sayha. And the idea of blowing into the trumpet is clearly mentioned in the second case. Allah said, مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. They await only but a single sayha, which will seize them while they are disputing. Then they will not be able to make bequest, nor will they return to their family. And the trumpet will be blown. In other words, the second blowing, and behold, from the graves they will come out quickly to their Lord. So we find that also in the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, there is a clear mention of the two trumpet blasts. In the hadith of Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari, muttafaqun alayh, it is narrated, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet ﷺ said, What is between the two trumpet blasts is 40. So they said, oh, Abu Huraira, 40 days? Abu Huraira said, I refuse to answer. They said, 40 months? I refuse to answer. They said, 40 years? I refused to answer. So according to Ibn al-Arabi, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, they're of a different opinion that in fact the number of sounds of the trumpet will be three. And that yet there's a different opinion. And this is the opinion of Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah. He thought that the number of trumpet blasts on the day of resurrection would actually be four. The first blast would cause everything to die. The second would bring them back to life so that everyone who is dead will be resurrected and come forth from their graves. The third will fill them with terror and cause them to fall unconscious, but will not cause anyone to die. And the fourth would rouse them from their unconsciousness. Nevertheless, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentioned that perhaps what he meant about, you know, maybe four, maybe two, maybe four, by four he meant two. There will only be two blasts. The difference in the case of each trumpet blast will have to do with those who hear it. So in the first case, we know everyone who is alive will die, and those who are exempted by Allah and do not die will fall unconscious. And in the second case, all those who died will come back to life, and those who fell unconscious will wake up. We leave this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, another question, what about those who will not fall unconscious when the trumpet is blown? Who will they be? Allah said, إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except for those whom Allah wills. Everybody else is going to be terrified. Except for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, everybody in the heavens and the earth. There are some who will not swoon when everybody else does so. So who were those people? Now, there's a difference of opinion, of course, but Ibn Hazm rahimahullah, he was of the opinion that perhaps this refers to the angels, all of the angels, because he believes that the angels are souls, not souls in body, so they will never die. Number two, Muqatil rahimahullah and others, they were of the view that those who will be exempted are Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, and the angel of death, known to some as Israel. As a matter of fact, that might not actually be his name. Yes, it does rhyme with the rest of them, but Malakul Maut is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as in the Holy Quran. So the angel of death. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he was of the view that this referred to those who were in paradise, Al-Hurul Ain, and the immortal boys of the Holy Quran. There were others who held the same opinion as him as well. And there were others who also included the gatekeepers of paradise and hell and the snakes and scorpions that are found in hell. There's a fourth opinion. Abu al-Abbas al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he said that what was meant by all those who are dead is those who don't have any feelings, so they cannot fall unconscious. Nonetheless, this is the difference of opinion amongst the scholars, amongst those who would not swoon away on the day of Qiyamah. Now, there is a different question that we have. The resurrection. What is the resurrection? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it in the Holy Quran as al-ba'ath wal-nushur. Al-ba'ath, the restoration of the body and bringing it back to life on the day of Qiyamah. Al-nushur is actually a synonym for al-ba'ath. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ.
Let's focus on the latter part of this set of verses. Then it will be blown a second time, and behold, they will be standing, looking on, waiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned about the strange and wondrous scenes of the day of Qiyamah. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ And the trumpet will be blown, the second blowing. And behold, from the graves they will come out quickly to their Lord. They will say, Woe to us! Who has raised us up from our place of sleep? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of it there as well. So when we are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, the humans will be formed from a small bone. And when the water reaches his bone, it will grow like herbs. And this bone is the tailbone, which is a round bone at the base of the spine. In the hadith of Imam Bukhari and Muslim, rahimahullah, from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Between the two trumpet blasts, there will be 40. Then water will come down from the sky, and they will grow like herbs. There's no part of man that does not disintegrate after he dies, except for one bone, which is the tailbone. From this, he will be created anew on the day of Qiyamah. So when Qiyamah happens, we will be a new creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore the souls of his slaves, but they will be created anew, different from the way they were in the life of this world. One feature of this new creation will be that they will not die, no matter what trial befalls them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ And death will come to him from every side, yet he will not die. We find in the hadith of Al-Hakim with a sound chain of transmitters, Amr ibn Maymun Al-Audi said, Mu'adh ibn Jabal on one occasion stood up amongst us and said, O Banu Aud, I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know that you will be resurrected to meet Allah. Then you will go to paradise or hell, where you will settle and never leave. You will abide forever and never die in bodies that will never die. Who is the first person for whom the earth will be split open? We know it'll be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find this in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will be the leader of the children. أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ I will be the leader of the children of Adam on the day of Qiyamah. And the first one for whom the grave will be split open, the first one to intercede, and the first whose intercession will be accepted. And we find in another hadith of Abu Huraira, found in Sahih of Imam Bukhari and Muslim as well, a man from amongst the Muslims and a man from amongst the Jews had an argument. So the Muslim said, by the one who chose Muhammad above all creation. The Jew said, by the one who chose Moses above all creation. At that point, the Muslim raised his hand and slapped the Jew. The Jew went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told him what had taken place between him and the Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Do not prefer me over Moses, for the people will fall unconscious, and I will be the first one to wake up, and I will see Musa alayhi salam holding on to one of the pillars of the throne. I do not know whether he will be one of those who fell unconscious and then woke up, or one of those who are exempted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we are all going to be gathered on that day in one huge place, because we know another name for the day of Qiyamah is the day of gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all his slaves together. ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ That is a day where all mankind will be gathered together. And that is a day when all the dwellers of the heavens and the earth will be present. And in that gathering, the first and the last will all be included. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لَمَجْمُعُونَ إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Verily, those of old and those of later times, Allah, all will surely be gathered together for appointed meeting of a known day. So the will of Allah encompasses all his slaves. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next, what is the gathering of mankind going to be like on the day of Qiyamah, what will be the state? What will be the state of mankind? We know we will be gathered, but when we're gathered, we'll be barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. Imam Bukhari and Muslim narrate, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will be gathered barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. And then he recited the verse of the Holy Quran, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. And what will be the clothing of mankind on the day of resurrection? So we know that we will be in the state of nakedness. However, the righteous will be clothed after this. They'll be clothed in noble garments, and the evildoers will be clothed in trousers of tar and a shield of scabs and other awful garments. And we know the first to be clothed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the close friend of his, Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah narrated Ibn Abbas, the first of creation to be clothed on the day of resurrection will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. The ulama mentioned, why? Perhaps they said that this is to reassure him and give him peace of mind. Or it's because he was the first person to wear trousers when he prayed as an extra covering and to be more modest. He did what Allah had commanded him to do, so he will be rewarded for that by being the first one to be covered on the day of Qiyamah. Yet there are others who said that it's possible, maybe, that those who threw him into the fire removed his clothes in front of those present, as is done with the one who is to be killed. Thus, he will be rewarded by being the first one to be clothed on the day of Qiyamah, to be witnessed by all the people. Now, the land of gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. On the day when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will be the heavens, and they, meaning all the creatures, will appear before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. When will this happen? When the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will the heavens? What is the time? So the Prophet ﷺ tells us this is going to happen. And this is going to happen while the people will be passing over a sirat, which, of course, we will make mention of in a future episode. Imam Muslim rahimahullah narrated, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the ayah, on the day when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will be the heavens. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Where will the people be, O Messenger of Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the sirat. On the sirat is where the people will be when that takes place. More about the terrors of the day of Qiyamah. Stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.